beep 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers.
Have a lot of fun.
Yeah, going to different places, doing different things.
Spring has completed its work. Fields and yards are colorful and brimming with life here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse garage, getting ready for a bicycle ride.
Steve, could you hand me my helmet, please? It's on the wall behind you.
Sure. Here you go, Sam.
Thank you.
Wow, we really lucked out today.
Yeah.
The weather's great. Our chores for Mom and Dad are done.
And it's a perfect day to take a bike ride around the neighborhood.
And even better, it's the weekend.
Yee-haw! It's another week!
Yeah, and it's Tuesday, and I love
it. No, I know. It's Friday.
I think it's Wednesday.
Oh, really? Well, maybe this will straighten things out.
Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I go to school Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Good times I had with the friends I have made here. So much to do, so much to learn and see. Then the weekend comes, a time to relax and have fun. Both Saturday and Sunday, let's sing it. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday. Saturday.
Hey guys, I'm having a lot of fun here, but how many days are in a week?
Oh, I think there are two.
No, there's five. I think you add the two and five.
And you have?
The 7 days in a week, we now know this. And you can always count on that.
Where's the band?
So much I'm doing, I'm learning, I'm living. So many people I have yet to meet. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A little quicker now. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 7 days in a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
That was a song from the Zucchini Brothers. Where could my helmet be, Polly? Back in that corner? I already checked there, but I'll look again if you say so.
You still haven't found your helmet, Jack?
No.
Must be playing hide and seek with you.
Well, if it is, I'm not enjoying the game. I give up. You can come out now, helmet.
Did you look in your room?
Yeah, I looked there too. I've looked everywhere and I can't find it.
Okay, I'll help you look. I can tell you're getting frustrated.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
frustrated.
Spelling, please.
F-R-U-S-T-R-A-T-E-D.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Unhappy because of inability to achieve one's goal or purpose. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are discouraged, thwarted,
out of my way,
or foiled.
Curses, foiled again.
Sentence, please.
Well, I'm frustrated, but it's not safe to ride my bike without my helmet. So, I'm gonna keep looking. Sure gonna feel good when I find my helmet and put it on my head.
It's a beautiful day, sunny outside. Get out the bike, go for a ride. Fill up the tires and the water bottle too. There's one more thing to do. You've got to put your helmet on your head. Put a lid on it, your brain's inside. You need every little bit of it. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Every single time you go for a ride, if you fall off your bike, the helmet goes crack. That's okay, cause your head's intact. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Alright.
Well, some kid says, man, that's just not cool. You talk like that, you're just a fool. I met a lot of heads, but I never did meet a head as hard as the street. You've got to put your helmet on your head, put a lid on it, your brain's inside. You need every little bit of it. Put your helmet on, strap it on tight. Every single time you go for a ride, if you fall off your bike and the helmet goes crack, that's okay, cause your head's in. Your helmet on, strap it on tight, everything will be alright.
You've got to put your helmet on. Put your helmet on. We're singing you this song, so you will put your helmet on.
Well, you put your helmet on, it shows your smart, cause it keeps your head from a falling apart. A helmet is the thing that's gonna protect that itty bitty bumper sitting on your neck. You can buy new shoes, new clothes, you bet, but the brain between your ears, that's the only one you get. Our colors and sizes, they look so fine. I got dinosaur stickers on mine.
Everybody's wearing them everywhere you go. Your teacher and your doctor and old Aunt Flo. Tommy, Terry, Joey, Jerry, Peter, Peggy, Sue.
Don't forget Dad.
He's got brains too.
Put your helmet on your head. Put a lid on it. Your brain's inside. You need every little bit of it. Put your helmet on. Strap it on tight. Every single time you go for a ride. If you fall off the bike, your helmet goes back.
That's okay,
cause your head's intact. Put your helmet on. Strap it on tight. Everything will be alright.
Yeah!
Everything will be alright.
Yeah!
Everything will be alright.
That was a song from Bill Harley. Gee, Jack, this is a mystery. It's like your helmet evaporated, vanished into thin air.
I know. I wish it were safe to ride without my helmet, because I really want to go for a bike ride.
Well, unfortunately, it's not. Wearing a helmet is just as important as having the right tire pressure.
Right.
Which reminds me, I think my tires could use a little bit more air. Have you seen the air pump?
Yeah, I know right where that is. Here you go, Steve.
Thanks. Oh, that's much better. As I was saying, wearing a helmet is as important as having the right tire pressure and properly working brakes.
And reflectors, too.
Ever wonder how a bicycle reflector works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Reflectors make bikes easier to see at night, and thus a lot safer. As the name says, reflectors reflect. And reflection is what happens when sound, heat, or light waves hit a surface, bounce off, and spread out. To see how this works, let's go for an early evening ride. Right now, we're sitting on the back of this bike, just over the reflector. This particular reflector is made up of a circular piece of metal chrome, which is good for tossing light, and it's curved, so that light is more focused. The metal circle is capped with an orange transparent lens that has all sorts of angles carved into it, and that lens works to spread light. Here comes a car. Watch what happens when its headlights hit our bike's reflector. First, the light travels through the colored lens. It bounces off the chrome circle, and as it passes back through the colored lens, the angles return the light back toward its source, which the driver sees as a round orange circle, a positive reflection of the bike just ahead. Well, thanks for riding with us today and being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
It's beginning to look like I won't be able to go for a bike ride today. I don't know where else to look for my helmet. Yeah, we've searched everywhere.
I think Susan's in her driveway riding her bike. Or, whoa, should I say trying to ride her bike?
She looks pretty wobbly.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
Let's go over and see if she's all right.
Susan, are you okay?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank goodness for knee and elbow pads.
And helmets.
Yeah.
Do you know how to ride that thing?
Not really. Last year I broke my leg, so I didn't learn to ride my bike when you guys did. I don't quite have my balance yet.
But soon you will.
Yeah.
You just have to keep trying.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you're right.
I'm 9 years old, and I still can't ride a bike. Everybody in my class can ride a bike. The kid next door can ride a bike. Even my 5-year-old sister can ride a bike. Everybody could ride a bike. Except me. I mean, I can sit on top of a bike.
When it's not moving.
And I can steer a bike really well.
When it's still not moving.
Yeah, I could even pedal. I could do all those things better than anybody. It's just that moving part that always gets me. I mean, I'll be picking up speed, you know, whizzing by houses, feeling great.
Round and round,
don't fall down.
Round and round,
don't fall down.
Round and round,
don't fall down.
Wow, I'm gonna do it. When, as usual, I get scared. And then I wobble. And then I plop. And as I wipe the dirt off my face and pull a piece of grass out of my nose, I always say to myself, if I can't ride a bike now, what's going to happen to me when I'm older?
The future.
I'm 40 years old, married, and I've got 6 kids. It's 12 o'clock at night, and my own 2 kids want to go to bed because they're sick and tired of trying to teach me how to ride that same 2-wheeler banana seat bike. Come on, kids, just one more try, please.
No, Dad, we want to go to bed.
Am I ever going to be able to ride a bike? There it is, the end of my street. If I could just ride my 2-wheeler to the end of my street, then I'd be happy. Look, there's a blue mailbox right on the corner. If I could just reach that mailbox, yeah, I could do it. Okay, I'm on the banana seat. Yeah, hands on handlebars, foot on pedals. Let's go! I'm picking up speed. Yeah, whizzing by houses. Feeling great.
Round and round.
Don't fall down.
Round and round.
Don't fall down.
Round and round.
Don't fall down.
Wow, I think I'm gonna do it. Oh no.
Scared.
Wobble.
Plop.
Oh. And as I watch my 5-year-old sister ride right by me, I always say to myself, if I can't ride a bike now, what's going to happen to me when I'm older?
The future.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on location at 92 North Regent Street, where 105-year-old Lou Del Bianco will make his final attempt at riding a two-wheeler banana seat bike to the end of his street.
That's right.
Well, Frank, tell me, what do you think are Del Bianco's chances this year of reaching that blue mailbox?
Fred, let me tell you, if Lou can avoid the old scared and wobble problem he's had all these past seasons, I think he's got a good shot of finding it.
That was one from Lou Del Bianco.
Hey, look, I'm staying up. I'm not falling down.
You know,
you could, you can do it.
Yikes.
You okay?
Yeah. You know, I do all right when I ride in a straight line. But when I try to turn, I lose my balance or go onto the lawn. It's disappointing.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Maybe bike riding just isn't my thing.
Well, hey, the only way to learn to ride a bike is to keep trying.
Yeah, you're sure to fail if you don't try. Isn't there a quote that goes something like that?
Come to think of it.
The quote of the day is...
You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you don't try. Beverly Sills.
I remember when I was learning to ride my bike, I fell down a lot before I really found my balance.
You did?
Yeah.
Falling down is part of the process.
You've got to learn how to fall before you can learn to fly.
In the breeze before you set your sails, or it's an occupation where the wind prevails. Before you set your sails, drift in the breeze. Born, it's the same old story ever since the world began. Everybody got the runs for glory. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. You got to learn how to fall. Tell no lies before you learn to fly. Learn how to fall.
Was a song from Paul Simon.
So what are you guys going to do this afternoon?
Well, we were planning on going for a bike ride around the neighborhood, but...
I can't find my helmet.
Yeah. We've looked everywhere and can't find it.
Well, you couldn't have looked everywhere. It has to be somewhere.
Yeah, I just wish I knew where. I've searched every inch of the garage.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe you were looking in the wrong garage.
What do you mean?
Well, there happens to be an extra helmet in my garage, and it's covered with stickers. I was wondering when you were going to come and get it.
My helmet! I must have left it that day it started raining and I walked my bike home. All right, now we can go for a bike ride.
Well, have fun. I'm going to keep practicing so I can go with you soon.
Well, good luck. Yeah. Thanks for finding my helmet.
Yeah. Bye, Susan. Yeah. See ya.
Hey, I'm not falling. I'm staying up.
walked out the door in my nice clean clothes.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Then I fell down and broke my nose.
Oh no.
Ow.
I missed the bus, had to walk to school.
Oh no.
Yikes. I was an hour late, that's not too cool.
Oh no.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh no.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
So Steve, like, what happened when you got to school?
I'll tell you. Walking down the hall, I heard a crunch.
Oh no.
I accidentally stepped on my lunch.
Oh no.
What were you eating?
Tuna fish. And in gym class, I chased the ball.
Oh, no.
Get it, get it, get it, get that ball.
Oh.
I turned around and I hit the wall. Ow.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Stephen made it home, where the following events took place.
Sitting on the couch watching TV.
Oh no. Couch potato. Yeah.
I thought the guy on TV was talking to me.
Oh no.
How are you doing?
No, no.
He said, Steve, you've won $1 million.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, hey, that's
no
pretty
way.
Good actually, you know.
And then he said, I'm just joking. Why don't you go get your father?
Oh,
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Come on, everybody.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh no.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Best bike ride we've ever taken.
Yeah, when Susan learns to ride her bike, she'll have to come with us sometime.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hello, it's Marvin Mayfair here with my beautiful wife, Matches. And today's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Mr. Mayfair.
Are you in love, Stephen?
Well, I don't think I'm really old enough for that yet,
no, no.
But I do love riding my bicycle.
Yes, yes, well, you see, Batches and I are bound by love.
Bound by love?
That's right, man.
Well, we don't really have a present to give you for your anniversary, Mr. Mayfair.
Oh, well.
But here's a song from the band and John Hiatt to help you celebrate this very special day.
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WNER in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,324.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. Written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse Music Librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese.